7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Whoa, nice. It's pretty close, but that's wrong. Even though there are clocks in the world that do say 8:30 p.m. right now, that is not, in fact, the correct time. No. The actual time is 19:30 UTC. And we're all pretty happy about that. Why? Because that's when we always begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Diddly diddly doodly doodly doo. I am not Hello Kitty, but I sure wish I was. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, but you knew that already. Unless, of course, this is your first time listening to Dubious Goals Committee, then hello, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. It's nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And that's what we're doing right now. Dubious Goals Committee. And what exactly does this all entail? Well, not a whole hell of a lot. Right now, I'm looking out my window. I really can't see anything from here. All I can tell is that it's not raining right now, but it is very, very windy. Another very windy March day today. The last of the March days. The last of the March windy, too, I hope. Because I wanted to go outside today, although it is cold. Well, it's not cold. It's cool. It's a couple of degrees above freezing. It's overcast. Very windy. But, you know, whatever. And I have been getting some action in my backyard lately. Not just the buns. Not just the bunny rabbits, which I'm looking for, but I don't see. Last night at 3:13 a.m., oh yeah, Daddy, we had some kind of crazy raccoon action going on last night on my patio. Oh, they were making noise. They were screaming and yelling at each other. I don't even know how many there were. It's dark. I couldn't see them and blah, blah, blah. But I did have raccoons a couple nights ago, too. But much earlier, like around 8 p.m. as opposed to 3:13. So, yeah, it's raccoon season. It's raccoon season again. Yeah. Going to open up my restaurant for animals on my back deck. Notice lots of cardinals flying around, too. So it's time to get out all the black sunflower seeds. The Semetchki for all my Gopnik birds out there. Oh, it's so nice. And here's something else I didn't tell you. Oh, but wait. Before I go on, I'm seeing comments coming up here in Com and IRC saying, Tobe, what are you doing? We're 4 minutes into this. Why aren't you drinking any tea? No, because I drank all the tea just moments ago, and so now we need to make some more tea. So, I don't know. What are we doing sitting around here? Let's go upstairs into the kitchen. While I tell you what I did yesterday, well, I was going to say yesterday night, but like late afternoon. Uh-oh, I just heard something else. Well, who's this up here? Yeah, it's Fluffy Badumpkins. Well, hello, Baloompner. Okay, now we're running into the kitchen with the cat. I can't believe you walked in that door. That's so weird. Usually you use the side door. What are you doing? What's the kitty doing? Hello, Pippa. Do you want some kitty water? You're looking at your kitty water cup like it needs water. Okay. Yes, meow. Because you're a baby. You want some kitty water? Yes. Kitty water for you? You want some kitty water? Okay. I was trying to get her to meow into the microphone, but That's always such a task. Oh, I'm getting it. I'm pouring your water right now. Yes, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty, kitty? Yes, you are thirsty, baby. Okay. There's some kitty water for you. And over here, we have water boiling on the stove. This is not kitty water. This is Tobe water. Yay! And look what we have here. A teapot that has some tea in it. So we're going to turn the heat off of the stove, and we'll pick up the boiling water vessel. And once again, you get to witness one of my trademark one-handed pours. Yeah. Okay. That was getting a little hot there. Guess I didn't have enough folds in the towel, but that's neither here nor there. What kind of tea are we making today? Longjing. Wow, a big gust of wind just came up. Wow, the trees in my backyard are going crazy. Back and forth, swinging around. And all this rain we got, my lawn is starting to get green. It's not fully green, but the green bits are greeny green. Hi! Well, what do you think? You like the green? Hey, did you hear those raccoons playing in the backyard last night? Oh, that was so nice, huh? What do you think? What are you doing? You are acting a little bit weird. Why are we doing this? Hi, what? What is it? What are we doing? Pippa's been a little bit weird. You're a little bit weird. You're a little bit weird today. Yes, you're weirdness, kitty. I gotta pull the tea out of the pot. Jeez. Left that in there a little bit longer than I normally do, but that's okay. We'll just have some extra strong, extra delicious tea today. It'll be... I can smell it. Yep, smells pretty carotene-y. Smells pretty grassy. What do you think, Pippa? Do you like the tea? Yes, you're a good Belumpner. Good Belumpner babies. All right. I'm heading back down. Guess what I did yesterday? So after dubious goals committee, I ate my lunch, my traditional super late lunch. And then what did I do then? Then I did something. It's not important. And then I noticed that the rain sort of, I don't want to say stopped, but it was a lot less than it was. And I looked at the thermometer on my back porch, and it was, I don't remember, it said something rather warm, like above 60. Above 60 Fahrenheit, obviously. That would be above, like, I don't know, 15 or 20. No, it's not 20, like 15. In Celsius. And so what did I do? I put on my shoes and I went over to Heron Haven in the rain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I walked around. But I didn't walk through the forest and stuff. I walked out onto the Mulhall's property and I was checking some beaver damage. There's fresh beaver damage. There's beavers in there. And I walked around looking for the beavers for a while. Couldn't find any. And then as I was leaving, I was sort of, you know, walking down that driveway that leads up to the property, and I sort of glanced over towards the mushroom garden, and guess what I saw? I saw a marmot. I saw a mati. I saw that mati, and I said, "Hi, mati." So I walked up to the mati, and I watched the mati for a while. We just sat there and stared at each other from about 3 meters apart. And that marmot was probably a female because she was in the traditional birthing den. You know that birthing den that's right next to the path that leads into the mushroom garden? Yeah. She's in there. And so I watched her for a while. We just hung out. And hopefully this means we're going to have some baby marmots. Baby mots running around at Heron Haven. Oh, that's always fun, isn't it? Yes, yes it is. I do like baby marmots. Baby marmots are pretty fun. So, before we go any further, I think I need to get into this tea.
Ooh, looks pretty good.
A nice pale straw color, typical of Longjing. Yes, it's got that very dragon welly smell. Oh yeah, that's good. I did steep it a little bit long. Oh yeah, and it has a very matcha flavor. Like very, very. Yeah. Green tea flavor. You know, whenever I drink this tea and I taste this particular flavor, that creamy matcha flavor, it's a little bit sweet. It reminds me of those cookies. It reminds me of those little cookies. I wish I knew what those were called. Oh, but I used to be able to get them at the store at Aki Oriental Foods and Gifts. I miss you, Aki-san. Anyway, for a couple of bucks, you could get a big bag of these cookies. And these cookies were very small. And they were circular. They were round circles, but they were very thin. And I'm not sure what they were, like almond paste type of cookies, kind of like a fortune cookie type of cookie, except it's just a circle that is then draped on something while it's hot. And so you get this cookie that is not quite a taco shell, but about that size. If you were to take a 1-inch tortilla, meaning if you were to take a 2.5-centimeter tortilla and make a taco shell out of it, that's what these cookies looked like. And they kind of tasted like a fortune cookie, but they were also sprinkled with matcha. And that matcha flavor really, really, really came through. I mean, like, it's like the main flavor. And that's what drinking this tea reminds me of, those cookies. And now I want to eat those cookies, but I haven't been able to find those cookies ever again. Maybe we should go out looking for them. I don't know. What we need to do is to start our own business. So start our own store, and then we find out who supplied Aki Oriental Foods Gifts, and then we get all our supplies from there, and blah, blah, blah. Then we can have an endless supply of delicious cookies and JDM Hi-Chews and, like, everything else that's awesome that I can never get my hands on when I want it the most. Oh, Bubs. Oh, I bumped into my kitty. Hi. Pippa has returned. Hi, Squinty. Oh, are you done drinking all your yummy kitty water? You want to do some kitty business? Why are you sitting right up here like this? This is kind of weird, but... Okay, does this mean kitty business time? Ugh. Okay, this means that I have to move and reposition myself. Okay, you want to get on the kitty blanket? Yeah, come on. Let's do this. It'll be fun. We're supposed to be doing dubious goals committee. No, we got to do kitty business now. But that's okay, because we can't go outside or anything. Okay, come on. Come on, you're doing it wrong. There you go. All right, we got the cat on the blanket successfully. Why is that so difficult? You know, you would have thought she'd have figured it out by now. But you're a kitty, so it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, Blender.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, look at that. Did I just cut that off? Oh, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Right, Peppa, what are you doing? You can't... This is not for sleeping. I hope you don't think you're going to sleep here. Because this is not the kitty sleeping pit. All right, but since I have to sit here, I should probably tell you the progress of that thing that I'm working on. I started working on that yesterday. What did I do? Oh, yeah, Peppa, wake up. You can't sleep in a kitty business pit. All right, so regular listeners will remember that I'm trying to build some sort of wind vane that will act as a actuator for the little photo transistor sensor that I have built that we can then, you know, hook up to synthesizers and make it do weird stuff. And so yesterday I actually started putting things together. And I had this little plastic base. I have this, I have some cutoffs. I have some scrap wood or lumber, but it's not actually wood. It's recycled plastic that was used to make various railings and fences at Harrenhaven. You know, they use all recycled stuff. And they had a bunch of cutoffs, and so I decided to recycle their recycled stuff. And I used one of these little cutoffs as a base. It's about, you know, it's about what? I'm trying to think. It's 10 centimeters by 14 centimeters, and it's like 3 centimeters tall. And so I drilled a little hole on one end, or near one end, and I stuck a piece of wire in it. I was going to use the galvanized wire that I bought couple weeks ago, because, you know, I love this wire so much, right? And I gotta make things out of it. You know, tune into yesterday's show to hear about how I got distracted doing that. But I needed something stronger. I needed something stiffer, something not quite as soft. So I walked out my garage, and I found one of the surveyor's flags that the construction crew left behind. I brought that in, ripped the flag off, trimmed it down to size, chucked it up in my drill, and then sanded it, cleaned it, because it was all rusty in the rain, so I de-rusted it, and then I stuck it in the hole. Then I took a little piece of aluminum tubing, about 6 centimeters long, and I threw that over the wire to act as a standoff, and then I was digging through some plastic bags, and I found just the perfect little plastic bushing, so I threw that on top of that, on top of the aluminum tube, and I shrunk tubed those together so that they would stick together, and so now I have, well, that, whatever you call it. I have that part. Well, it's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parts. But yeah, this is basically the base and the, what do you call it, the axle that this thing is going to swing around? We don't usually think is... Oh, the cat just left. Good, because it's hurting my back. I don't think we usually think of axles as being going up and downy. I mean, you know, vertical. It's a vertical axle instead of a horizontal axle. Okay, whatever. And that's about where I stopped. I was going to continue with this last night, but I sort of ran into a problem of what am I going to use now for the vane? Originally, I was thinking I was going to use like a stiff piece of plastic or something, and I would just drill a hole in it, drop it down on there. But the plastic I have is not quite what I want. I've got some sheet ABS, and I was going to cut a strip of that, but that's too flexible. But then I could rigid it up, and I could do this. So then last night I was thinking, well, if I'm going to use like ABS, I could just go over to Hobby Town and buy some like construction plastic, little girders and U-channels, and I could do all this stuff. That would be the way to do it. Then I could tri-clo it all together, get it on there, and that would be great. And I could do that. I could run over there right now and I could buy that. But then I started thinking, well, you know, I might have something better. I've got little pieces of wood. I've got like popsicle sticks. Is this something I could use a popsicle stick for? If you're not familiar with the concept of popsicle stick, these are also known as ice lolly sticks if you're in England. Just, you know, flat pieces of wood. So now I'm trying to decide what I actually want to do. Do I actually really want to run over to the hobby store and buy some stuff? Well, not really. I might have a couple of pieces of angle. Would that do me any good? I don't even know. Okay, well, here's how we find out. Being as the cat has moved, we can actually get up and go upstairs and check some of my modeling supplies and see what I have. Exactly. Why didn't I do this last night? I don't know. So let's come into the kitchen here. Dun, 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 and we'll check some of the modeling supply drawers. Yes, in my kitchen. Oh, where's the plastic? Okay, look, I got all this tree stuff. Oh, here we go. It's under some of my pine tree stuff, under these pipe cleaners. Yes, this is not ABS. It is strip styrene. I've got 5/32 inch tubing, which is 4 millimeter. Wait, this would make a better bushing. Okay. And I've got one piece of L angle, also 4 millimeter. Oh, yay. Oh, and look at this big black plastic tube. What is this? I don't know, but that'll probably work really good. I got a lot of pipe cleaners. Lots and lots of pipe cleaners. Here's a little tiny bag of parts. Any parts in here? Maybe. Don't look, Tobe. Don't look at all these fun toys that you have. Hey, yeah, here's that little blacksmith angle anvil on the stump. I gotta... Man, maybe I should be working on my wargaming tables today. What am I doing? Messing around with all this stupid stuff. It's a nice rainy day. I should be up in the war room. Playing pew 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 pew. Alright, now here's the little wooden sticks I was thinking about too. I got regular ones and I got these extra long thin ones. The problem with these wooden sticks is that they are not uniform. They are not straight. They are not flat. They are not dimensionally sexy in any way. This might not be the best way to go. And then here's all the fake credit cards I've been saving for years. Every time I get one of those credit card offers that comes with a fake credit card in it, or my bank sends one, I save the cards. So I have these lovely sources of plastic. See, and this would be a good vein. I could just stick this on here like this, and then we just balance out the other end. And we're golden, right? Yeah, sure, Tobe. Makes some kind of sense. All right, let's close that up. Head back downstairs. Yeah, kind of want to work on that now. Now that I didn't know I had those plastic round tube pieces. Geez. Looks like that might work even better than the thing that I already made. Oh no. Okay. So what? It's not like it takes any effort to make multiples of this. I've got lots of scraps of that plastic stuff, and I got lots of flags that I can take the wire from in my front yard. I just need to stop being so damn lazy and start building this stuff. But then, you know, the weather gets nice and I get excited and I want to go out and I want to look for animals and blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's the other thing. I should go out. I got to go to the battery store. I got to find some kind of way to power all my synthesizers in the forest. So I need to run up to Blondo Street. See, the battery store used to be right next to the good Chinese restaurant. And the battery store closed. And then they opened up a new location about a mile south. So now I gotta drive up there. There's something else up there I was gonna check out. It doesn't matter. So anyway, we gotta Yeah, batteries, batteries. I gotta look for batteries. I gotta find... What I want is some kind of little thing that I can carry in one hand. It's got a handle, but it's a big 12-volt battery, so it's like 12 volts, probably like 5 amp hour. And it's rechargeable. I can just plug it in. It'll recharge itself, and I can plug in my synthesizer. How am I going to pull this little trick off? Why do I get the feeling I'm going to be building some custom electronic cables? Yeah, that'll be me.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Yeah. You would like to buy a hamburger. It's not... I would like to buy a battery. I would like to buy a battery. Huh. And now that I'm thinking about it, there was something else I... Now I don't remember. I was thinking about this last night, about the battery stuff, and I thought there was something else I should do or buy something. I wanted to buy something else that would be a practical thing and not a fun... I don't remember what I was thinking about.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Oh, I do entertain myself. And yet, I feel like I need some more entertainment. Something more yabure kabure.
Pichi pichi.
Pichi pichi.
Nyanbasu.
Yoku wakaranai kedo, donmai nano?
Goro goro. Ojuice irimasen ka? Piman jiru, komatsuna jiru, horenso jiru. Ne, asagohan no jikan na. Uchi daisha.
Wow, it gets so dub at the end. It's so crazy. I mean, who remixed that? Leslie Kong? Anyway, what I was just thinking is... Yeah, and if you get that joke, let me know. Did we invent the Nyanpasu drop? It's like a bass drop, except with Nyanpasu? Is that a thing?
Oh, hi,
そうですか? Right. Usagi. Oh, I know Usagi. That is buns. So I'm waiting for rain buns. I'm waiting for all kinds of stuff to go down. Yeah, things are starting to get a little bit crazy around here, but that's just the way I like them. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. If the weather is nice tomorrow, we'll go to the Heronry. If not, we're going to have to stay in. And I don't know, maybe I'll have to just drop Nyanpasus on you for half an hour. Won't that be fun?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?